This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Seasoned teacher is a part of our family in this church. He's been with us, only that COVID kept him from coming for a while. He's based in Canada, and he's an itinerant teacher and a lawyer. I think the video introduction would help this evening. After the video introduction, the next voice you will hear is that of Pastor Busuyi Aroso. Can we have the video introduction quickly?
It is with great joy that we receive on stage a reverend who has made it his life's purpose to help other believers realize the immense power they possess through Christ. This he achieves through the help and anointing of the Holy Spirit as he teaches and preaches the Word of God with passion, clarity, and simplicity. His radio broadcast ministry, An Audience with the King, currently airs across 36 radio stations in 17 states in the U.S. and on 5 stations across Canada and still expanding. He holds bi-monthly in-person faith seminars in the Greater Toronto Area of Canada, the U.S., the U.K., and Nigeria. In addition to his ministry outreaches through the Faith Contenders Ministry, he also speaks at local churches, seminars, and conferences, both locally and internationally. He is a Canadian-trained lawyer and has served as a university professor for 12 years at one of the largest Canadian universities in Toronto. Global Impact Church, with a standing ovation, please make welcome the president of Faith Contenders Ministries Canada, Reverend Busuyi Aroso, to be charged from 2023.
Hello, good land. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Turn to your neighbor and ask them, are you recharged yet? Now, if the answer is no, tell them to get plugged in. Come on, talk to them. If the answer is yes, tell them to keep getting plugged in. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Wow, the glory of God is here. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's good to see everybody. And I came here the last time when we just acquired this land, because I'm part of the church. And today, come and see what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And thank you, Pastor Bimbo and Pastor Yemi, for having us. It's a privilege, always. And what I love most about these people is their love for the body of Christ and their love for you. They want all of you, all of us, each of us, to be as successful in God as they are. And as they increase, we increase with them. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Before I get you seated, I'm here with my wife of 26 years. Hallelujah. Yomi Aroso. She's a school principal in Canada, a good teacher. So we give God praise for you. Father, we do thank you tonight for your mercy, for your grace. You are the giver of a gift. And everything you've reposed in me, I freely give tonight. Let your anointing permeate this place and your glory fall through the preaching of the word. Let the sick be healed. Let whosoever is oppressed be delivered. Let those that may have mental stress and addiction issues be set free in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, and everybody says amen. 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 Glory to God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Okay, I need to let you know something in all honor and glory to Jesus before I get started. And when I start, we're going to be firing on all cylinders. So you have to have your seatbelt ready and be ready to go. Hallelujah, okay? You're already being recharged.
So you are able to get up and, you know, we keep going in the spirit. Now, so there are two areas the Lord primarily called us to minister in the body of Christ. And those two areas are faith and healing. So as I'm speaking tonight, the power of God is already here. Remember the man at the pool called Bethesda. There were angels that will come to stir the water. Whosoever gets into the water first, whether they were a good person or bad person, whether they've been serving God or not, the power of God comes upon them and they get healed. Today, there is no pool of Bethesda anymore. The healing Jesus today lives in you and lives in me in the person of the Holy Spirit. But my question to you is, do you think that God had fired all the angels that were doing healings at the pool of Bethesda? No, he's not fired them. Pastor Yemi has been talking about angels. Oh, it brings joy to my heart. A lot of believers in the New Testament, we miss out because we don't understand the office and the ministry of angels. Are they not ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? They will win soul with you. They will heal the sick with you. Everything the Lord Jesus said you shall do and greater works, they will do all of that with you and make it easy for you to get it done. So those angels that did healing at the pool of Bethesda in those days, they are right here in this building tonight. They're moving left to right, right to left, front to back, back to front. So if there's any healing you need tonight, especially something that the doctor says is incurable, all you have to do is just receive. It is your covenant right. And you are in the covenant tonight of healing. All you have to do is take hold of it and you go home with the power of God. The Lord wants me to say this, and I'm going to say it before I get into my message. I went preaching in Toronto last year. And then before my meeting, not preaching actually, the church was doing fundraising for their building project. So my wife and I went, a very good friend, very good church, they support our ministry, so we went. And then before the dinner, the pastor called me and said, Pastor B, come and minister to one of our good members. They have an issue. So when I saw them, they have a tumor on their face this big, and it was right there. And they've done biopsy and everything, they have confirmed it was cancerous. And then when I got to them, I was going to lay hands. You know, the prayer of faith will save the sick and the Lord will raise him up. And if he's committed anything, he shall be forgiven. James chapter 5, 15. The prayer of faith is not the prayer of, oh God, you know, we want our brother to live. You know, we want our sister to live. Oh, have mercy on us. The children will suffer if they die. That is prayer of complaining. You know what the prayer of faith is? In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I charge you cancer. I command you to die and leave this body. Dissipate and cease from being in the name of Jesus. That was how the apostles prayed. You never saw them begging God and arguing with God and arguing with other people and so on and so forth. So I put my hands on the man to pray the prayer of faith like I did. I command the tumor to die. I was going to say that. As soon as I was going to say that, I had a word of knowledge and then an instruction in the spirit. And the Lord said, rebuke the spirit of fear. And I said, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I rebuke the spirit of fear. I command you to loose your hold over this man and let him go in the name of Jesus. And that was it. 1 year after, they prepped him for surgery. He came to give a testimony that the moment we said, in the name of Jesus, the spirit of fear should leave, he knew that something happened to him. But it took a period of time for the face to be completely normal. So in a year after, when she was given the testimony, the face was completely normal. The doctor said there's no need. They did MRI. No need for further surgery. And that was the end of it. And another one, the same church. I'm saying this because of somebody. If anyone is suffering from tumor tonight, I curse it and I command it to go, and it's going to go. It's going to go. That's why the Lord is having me say this. This is not part of the script, you see. I'm in the Holy Ghost here, so let's keep going. Glory to God. And you know, if I don't get through it tonight, I have another session on Saturday.
you have to be here. All right, glory to God. All right, now so, I went preaching at this same church. I'm preaching. When I'm preaching, it's happening. Glory to God, you know. It's happening, I'm preaching. There was a white lady sitting in front on that side. And she was crying throughout my message. Crying. So when I go there, and I notice she's crying, I stop going to her side. I don't know what's going on. So I feel like I walk around when I preach. I feel like going there. I say, no, don't let me go to that woman. I continue here talking to the people on this side. And then after the service, the pastor brought her to say hello to me. So what's going on? I said, I noticed that she was crying during the service. And pastor said, yeah, she has a six-year-old daughter who has a brain tumor, cancer of a brain. Satan is a bad Satan. What is it that a six-year-old had done that will cause the devil to attack them that way? This is why you and I must know our covenant. You and I must know how to exercise our covenant. You and I must know how to enforce our covenant. The covenant we have is with God. However, the primary people in the covenant is God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In a law of contract, which a covenant is, a loose term is contract and agreement. There is something between two people or maybe more than two people. There will be detriment passing to her, and there will be benefit passing from her to me and benefit from me to her. In the case of a new covenant that we have with the Lord Jesus, all the detriment passed on unto Jesus. Only thing that passed on to us were benefits. Come on, talk to me. Benefits. Say benefit. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do what? And forget not his benefit. That's what we got. Benefit. Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy. He said, if you give yourself completely to this, he said, your profiting, which is benefit, will appear to all. Christianity that tell you there is no benefit in God is no Christianity at all. We saw the New Testament apostles. They went about doing good like Jesus did. Oh, glory to God. They were healing the sick, casting out demons, raising the dead. They were doing great things for God. The same power in them, the same covenant, not an inferior covenant, is what you have today, is what I have today. The reason you and I are not seeing what they saw is because we're not believing the way they believed. We're not acting in faith the way they act in faith. When we see the sick, we're begging, we're complaining, we're belly aching. When they saw the sick, they said, silver and gold have got none, such as I have, I give you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Pastor, what did Peter do? Peter just said, rise up and walk. I'll see you later. Go for my coffee. Is that what Peter did? No. He held him by the right hand and he yanked him up. Peter said, the power came into you when I said you're healed, so you got to get up. Because they were very conscious of the covenant that Jesus made with the Father. Acts chapter 14, Apostle Peter, Paul was minding his own business, preaching and sweating as I'm doing tonight. There was a man sitting in front of him who's been lame from his mother's womb, who's never walked. Paul considered, looked at the man. The man was intently looking at him. And then the Bible says that Paul perceived that the man had faith to be healed. You Bible scholar, daddy, you've been in the faith longer than us. If he had faith to be healed, that means, sir, he should be healed. You can have all the faith in the world for prosperity and still die in poverty. You can have all the faith in the world for healing and still die of sickness and disease. You can have all the faith in the world for successful marriage and divorce 3 or 4 times. Faith must be released. Our covenant must be activated. And this new covenant, how is it activated? Primarily by words. The new covenant we have with God through the Lord Jesus is voice activated. activated.
Pastor, Jeremy was talking about this, about angels. Are they not ministering spirit? Send forth to minister to them. That's not the one I'm looking for. It says they excel in strength. They are keen to the voice of his word. You know, I have twin daughters, 24-year-old. They are in postgraduate school in the U.S. One master of social work, one law school. Want to be like the dad. Though she doesn't accept, you know, she doesn't tell me, oh, you are my hero, you know. My problem with them is, you know, they speak Onyebo type grammar. When I'm asking them about the Bible, I'm like, you guys are too fast. We're going to read that scripture the way an Ekiti boy like me will read it. So stay with me, all right? Pastor Yemi, what's the scripture again? They excel in strength and they are keen to the... You are too fast. I will come to Pastor Bimbo. She speaks better grammar anyways. And they are keen to the voice of his word. Who's going to give the voice to the angels to walk into? God, Jesus, Holy Spirit. God has done everything he's ever to do for you in the new covenant. It is you and me that must give voice to the word of God. How can we give voice to the word we don't have? I said that the new covenant or any covenant, the example we have in our day is an agreement or a contract. As a lawyer, talk to any lawyer in this church, they will tell you the most important part of a contract are the terms of the contract. It is in the term of a contract you know what your obligations are. It's in the terms of a contract you know how to determine whether the contract had been breached by the other party. It's in that covenant or contract that you know how to enforce the covenant when it's been breached. There's a section there that will say this contract is governed by the laws of Canada or by the laws of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. It means if you now take the breach of the contract to Ghana, you're going to fail. If you take the breach of the covenant to America, you're going to fail. A lot of us believers, we're taking our breach for get remedy to the wrong places. We're bombarding the gates of heaven when it says to come boldly to the throne of grace because of what the covenant did for you. So that you can obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. There is a way to pray in the covenant. There is a way to believe in the covenant. Oh God, I don't know if this sickness is going to kill me. That is not covenant talk. Father, I know the doctor has said such and such, but by your stripes I have been healed. Therefore, I'm enforcing this covenant in the courts of heaven, high courts of heaven, and I know all heaven is standing with me. Therefore, I give you praise. And you now turn to that sickness. If it's your liver, liver, I'm speaking to you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I curse you. I command you to die. The covenant power is flowing out of your spirit, affecting that part of the body that is sick. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the way it works. So, you thought I forgot about the story about the white lady? No, I haven't. So, they said the daughter, 6-year-old, has brain tumor that is terminal. So, I asked the pastor, my friend, I said, have you gone to lay hands on the child to command that tumor to die? You see, that is the way I talk. That's the way I think. The covenant has so messed up my mind, okay, that I don't think any other way. When you talk in unbelief and doubt, I dissociate from you. 26 years ago, my wife and I, we didn't have 2 coins to rub together. Nobody, you will never be able to buy a house in this country. 1.5 years after we bought one. Another 2 years after we bought another one. Today we have several of them because of acting on the covenant. My covenant, you need to know the terms. So put up the term. One of the terms is Psalm 112, verse 3. That's one of my most favorite scripture in the Bible. Where is it? 112:3. It says, wealth and riches. Don't read it like my daughters. We're going to read it gently, slowly. I want it to sink. I want it to drive home. And listen, this applies to every area of life. Ministry, marriage, children upbringing. He said to Timothy, he said, so that your profiting may appear to all. He said to Joshua, leave this there, we're coming there. He said to Joshua, Joshua 1:8, listen to this. He says, this book of the law, these covenant terms, this covenant agreement with Abraham must not depart out of your mouth. Mouth, mouth. How does a book not depart from a mouth? We don't eat books, we read books. God is making a mistake. He's supposed to say, this book of the law must not depart from your eyes. No, 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 no. Because the covenant is activated by voice. It's voice activated. So he said to Joshua, this book of the law must not depart out of your mouth. In it, you must meditate day and night. You don't take vacation. It's a full-time job. Why? So that you can observe to do the terms thereof. And after you've done it, if God desires in his holiness, he will make things work out for you. Is that what he says? No. I told her don't bring it up, but I thank you for bringing it up. I need it. He says, the book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. In it you will meditate day and night so you can observe to do what is written in it. Listen to this. Listen to this. And then you will make your way prosperous and have good success. It's not God doing it. It's not the angel. God will have to do it for somebody who doesn't have a covenant yet. And the way they make their way prosperous is to get born again. But you and I that belong in the family for whom the blood of the Lamb has been shed, we can make our way prosperous and have good success. If time permits me, I'm going to give you some testimony of my own life, how things turned around by enforcing the covenant. See, so now we went to the house of this lady. I saw the 6-year-old, you know, blue eyes, beautiful girl. And then the kid was making cookies, make-believe cookies, was giving it to me. I said, oh, glory to God, I got her. Because, you know, it takes a while for a kid to free up with you, doesn't know you. I look so different from her, you know. I say, hey, you know. So I took the cookie. I'm faking myself. I'm eating the cookie. I said, oh, this is so nice. What is it? Chocolate chip or peanut butter? I said, no, 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 I don't like peanut. I love peanut butter, you know. So we got into a kind of a relationship right there. And I told the kid, I said, mom told me that the doctor had said something is wrong in the head, in the brain. So I'm here to deal with that thing that the doctor said is wrong. So, I'm going to lay hands on you. I'm going to yell. When I'm yelling, I'm not yelling at you. You know, when you book it, they can start crying. I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at that thing that the doctor says in your head. And that thing is going to live in Jesus' name. I said, tell me when you're ready. Thank you, sir. He says, yes, I'm ready. I said, okay. And again, some of you, you think, you know, oh God, do this and that. No, 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 no. When you are convinced of the terms of a covenant, you're going to be bold. Your voice will be loud. Apostle Paul, in Acts chapter 14 that we just discussed, the Bible said he yelled with a loud voice, rise up on your feet. And the man activated his covenant and was made completely whole. The Lord Jesus, the covenant himself. Hallelujah. It was at Lazarus' tomb. What did he say? The Bible said he yelled with a loud voice. So when I minister healing, I'm yelling. You don't like it? Okay, but tumors are disappearing. Diseases are disappearing. We have more power in us than we ever give ourselves credit for. More power in us. So lay hands on the kid. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I curse you. You know, Go and read. I don't know, I'm talking about healing tonight. Somebody is receiving. Oh, glory to God. Go and read the entire New Testament. And come and tell me one place where you read that the apostle was praying for the sick the way we did it. No. They do the command of faith out of a convinced place of that covenant. Any lawyer will tell you, we spend more time on the terms than anywhere else. Because if you mess up, your client is going to come back and sue you. You see? Because you didn't tell them about the terms. A lot of believers, we scan through the terms. You are reading one chapter, you finished it up in 2 minutes. No, you haven't read anything. This is the Bible, the word of life. And some, Pastor Yemi, Pastor Bimba, have to say, oh, you read your Bible, you do this, you do that. You do it every day. I've been teaching healing for 30 years. There is no day that passes that I don't listen to healing messages myself. So, when we end this conference, myself, I'm going to do that. You don't ever hear one thing at once. I have 4 degrees. I'm a very smart guy. But there were some things being said that I don't get yet. You go listen over and over and over again. Kenneth Copeland used to attend Brother Hagin's meeting in the 50s. He would tell you, I still go to bed, having it on the iPad, Gloria and I still listening to those messages of the 50s. We're talking about the power. He says the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. And the word salvation means deliverance. It means health. It means good marriage. Whatever it is that you need, provided for in the covenant. The covenant says, Galatians 3:13, it says, Christ hath redeemed you from the curse of the law. He hath, past tense. Whenever God talks, he talks in past tense former because he's a covenant-keeping God. He said, Abraham, father of many nations, have I made you when he had no child alive? That's how God talks. Pastor Yemi, Pastor Bimbo, the good land have I given to you? You guys thought that, oh, the day the place was opened was the day God gave it to them. It's been in them for a long time. And if you and I will learn how to cooperate and release, activate our covenant, we're going to get things done very quickly. At my meeting in Canada a month ago, I had a faith seminar. I talked about Abraham and Sarah. I said some people think that God gave the promise to Abraham and wanted Abraham to wait until he's 99 before the child came. No, God doesn't do that. Abraham and Sarah did not receive the child earlier because they didn't develop their faith to take it. And the question is, why didn't God just give it to them? If God gives it to you just anyhow, you're going to displease him. Faith pleases God. You have to exercise faith in the ministry of holy angels. You have to exercise faith in the scripture that says you will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You have to exercise faith because my God supplies all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ the anointed one. We call it to come forth. We call clients to that business. Like me as a lawyer, I call clients from the east, from the north, from the south, from the west of this city in the name of Jesus. And then I had a little bit more to it. Clients that have money to pay. You have a lot of clients that don't have money to pay. Hallelujah. So I laid hands on the child, commanded that tumor to die in the name of Jesus. The child was being prepared for surgery a few weeks. They took her back. They have to do the MRI and all of that. And they said, oh, we can't operate anymore. Why? Because the tumor has shrunk. And the doctor said, if it keeps shrinking like that, we won't have any need for it. It's going to be as if she never had it. The great physician is in the house. So if you are the one I'm saying all of this for, you have to take it. You have to take it now. And 3 weeks ago, Pastor Yemi told me about this meeting. I was thinking about it 3 weeks ago. I'm on my treadmill in my house. I'm walking out. And the Lord said to me, when you get to the meeting, there will be a lady who's had miscarriages. And let the lady know that there's an aspect of it that is very funny. I saw the lady stop having miscarriages, gave birth to a son, and named the son Yemi. That's what I saw in the spirit. If that is you, just take it. That is specific enough for God to let you know. So when you come here to do the dedication, please remember to say that. Is the Lord doing it? We are the beneficiaries of the covenant. The baby also, God telling Yemi means it's going to be a boy. That's what the Lord said concerning this lady. So if that is you, stop saying, oh, I'm coming to recharge, to receive my miracle. You have already received your miracle. Start thanking God for it. Start giving glory to God for it. Start dancing and singing praises to the living God because of it. Hallelujah. Oh, okay. I'll get to my note on Saturday. 2016, November, I had a great meeting for my ministry. It was good. It was anointed. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You see, you know, I get erratic when the anointing falls. And it was on a Saturday. On the Monday, my wife was driving to our school to teach kids. She got in a really bad car accident. They had to come, the firefighters, to cut the car to pieces, to remove her from it. They now called an helicopter to come and airlift her to the biggest trauma center in Canada, which is St. Michael's Hospital in Toronto. So they called me. They said, are you driving? I said, yes. They said, you have to park. I said, tell me what's going on. They said, well, your wife has been in an accident, but we need you to park. What we want to tell you, we can't tell you with you driving. I said, please, tell me. I have a question. Well, we're not going to be able to answer your question. I said, please. They can scare people. I said, tell me one answer. Is she still breathing? And they said, yes. I said, okay. So I took my daughter. The other daughter is writing a university exam. So we went to Toronto. They were looking for a room for her. They put her in the hallway somewhere in a private place. And she was coming in and out of unconsciousness. Say to my dad, I love him. Say to my sister, I love. She was giving her last speeches. My daughter lost it, crying. I said, hey, it's okay. You go in the hallway. Let me talk to her by myself. How do you talk to somebody who is unconscious? The covenant is voice activated. He said you meditate in it so you can make your way prosperous and have good success. He didn't say just scan through. No. You have to meditate in it. So I went to her. I said, hey, babe, this is your husband, Busui, talking to you. I said, the Bible says, the covenant said, you see, you will live and not die to do the works of God. I said, and by the way, you are. And I see I have a lot of work to do. Today we're on 36 radio stations in the U.S., 5 radio stations in Canada. U.S., we are about 16 states, and we're increasing. In this trip I come, I want to talk about Nigeria as well. Glory to God. At the time, we were only on one station. So she couldn't die. We have a lot of work to do. We're teaching the word of life every week. The power of God is flowing over the radio because the Lord Jesus said, do that. Hallelujah. I say in the name of Jesus, you won't die but live to declare the works of God. So I rebuke this dead that want to take you away. I command it to go from you. I curse him in the name of Jesus. Be healed. And then I wish I could tell you she just got up and everything was perfect. No. Week number one. Week number two. She still couldn't move the body. They said, maybe one side is already paralyzed. If they move there, that may kill her. She was in the intensive care for 5 weeks. and then went to rehab for 2 weeks. But I kept saying, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He keeps all of his bones, and none of them were broken. In this case, I said, none of them was permanently broken. What was I doing? I was activating the terms of the covenant. And then you need to know, I lived in Guelph at the time, west of Toronto, about an hour drive, an hour 20 minutes. Each night I'm driving back home. I'll be there from morning till night. I have to go back home. My daughters are home and all of that. The devil will bombard me for 1.5 hours every day for 7 weeks. I will say, no, 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 no. He says he keeps his bones, or our bones, and none of them is broken. God is a covenant-keeping God. He cannot lie. Whenever there is a problem, we have to check. There is something that was missing. And also, when you're releasing faith for somebody else who's an adult, there is a limit to your authority over any other human being. It doesn't matter who they are to you. If they are adult, this is why your family members, children, must be taught in the word of God, so they can understand the terms of the covenant by themselves and to know how to enforce the covenant by themselves. And one day just came out of it, and the doctor said the fracture in the hip and all of that had come together. There's no need for any surgery. Stand up, let them see you. Wave. You're giving your testimony. I'm giving you on your behalf. Nothing is broken. 2016. We've been blessed since then. We've been good since then. When we didn't have 2 coins to rub together, come back to Psalm 112, verse 3. I kept saying this. I still say it today. 26 years of marriage, we kept using that scripture. What does it say? Wealth and riches shall be in his house. It's not somebody who's wealthy and rich and forgets God. That's not what we're talking about. As his wealth and riches increases, his righteousness is growing. His walk of faith is growing. The blessings of God is increasing in his life. And you say, oh, there are people who don't know God, yet they are rich. It's like you saying, there are some people in Ghana who don't follow the laws of Nigeria. They follow the laws in their own jurisdiction. Your own jurisdiction, he says, give, it shall be given unto you. He says, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He says, bring all the tithe into the storehouse so there will be meat in my house. That is the term of the covenant in the country where you live, which is the country of Jesus. So don't compare yourself to unbelievers. At the time, my wife and I didn't have any coin to rub together. Last year, I decided to buy myself a fast car. I sent a picture to Pastor Yemi. I told him when he came, I'm buying the car. It was a joke. Because, okay, I had to go pick up the car. I still had 20,000 to go or something. And I asked my wife. My wife was laughing at me. So you order the car, you don't have money to pay now? And you say you are a smart guy? I say, I forgive you. You know, some people, they want to discourage you in your covenant. So I went to them. I said, you know, I'm going to delay it for 3 weeks. I'll come back to you. When I went to pick up the car, the guy thought I was going to do financing 3.something%. You know, 2 doors. When you put in, I got manual transmission too. Oh, speed. My God. Woo. You know, the car talks to you. He said, what is going on? Drive me. And then when he says drive me, I look left and right to make sure there's no police. And then I drive it. Hallelujah. I went to the guy. I got a manner of discount. He was happy. Thinking I was going to finance it and buy it on credit so that they will make money over on me for 5 years. After I got all the deals, I signed the natural covenant, and I brought out my bank draft. I put it on the table. Last card, check.
The man became weak. Okay, now listen, good land, listen to me. What am I saying to you? This was a guy who couldn't afford to pay $360 for rent 26 years ago. But he kept on activating the covenant with voice. He kept on saying, wealth and riches are in his house. My righteousness endure forever. If you read that scripture further, it says, my seed also are blessed after me. Who are the ministers here? There is no limit to what God can do in your life. Oh, you see Pastor Yemi. Oh, you say, oh, just give God praise for him. Keep following him. Much more abundance is coming to you. As he's rising, you are rising as well, says the Spirit of God. That's what we got to do. When I talk to them, I talk to Pastor Godman, all these my young friends, I'm tapping and I'm receiving the anointing. I told my wife, I said, you're going to come. She hasn't been to Nigeria in 12 years. I said, you're going to come with me. I will show you excellence. So we were at elevation yesterday, was looking around. She didn't say anything, but I know she was taking it in. And we came here today. She said, oh, we were in the holding room. She said, oh, so creative. I said, you haven't seen anything. My wife doesn't talk as much as me, right? So, oh, glory to God. Glory to God. At the time, I had to work two jobs and still fast and pray to come up with $360 to be able to pay the rent. And some of you will say, well, he's a lawyer. Clinical. No. I was rich before I became a lawyer. How can you leave your job and go to law school and you're not getting any money and you think you're going to be able to do that? No. I was rich before I became a lawyer. I did law so that I can preach the gospel. Right now, I close my shop and I'm here in Nigeria being a blessing to you. That's the reason. That's what it's all about. Glory to God. Riches and wealth are in his house. Paid cash for it. And then I told myself 26 years ago, in Yoruba they would say, Oniyeye. I was Oniyeye at the time. I told myself, my children are never going to go to university with student loan. With your situation, how is that possible? How is that possible? That's what the world is saying to some of us. But no. We keep activating our covenant. Today, my daughter's graduated first degree, 4 years. No student loan, no debt to us, no debt to them. We paid cash for it. And now they've been in the U.S. for the past 2 years. They are international students, $80,000 a year. One just graduated, myself, social work. The one at law school is graduating next year. No debt to us, no debt to them. Who did that? How did he do that? Through the covenant. And how did the covenant do that? By voice activation. Let's go through it again. Who did that? How did he do that? Through the covenant. How did the covenant do that? By voice activation. Rise on your feet. Glory to God. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lift your two hands to Jesus. Oh, Father, I've given your word to your precious holy people. They have received your word with gladness. If there's any need in the life of your people, if there's any sickness, I release the healing power of God over this assembly in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the head of the church. If you're sick in your body, be healed. I reverse whatever the doctor has said. They say it's going to kill you. No. The sickness is dying off of you. With long life, it satisfies you and it shows you his salvation. Now, listen to me. Someone is here, you know, my uncle died at 50, my auntie died at 50, everybody in my family dies at 50. Listen. You belong now to a different family. A family with a covenant of 1 Peter 2:24, of a covenant of Psalm 91. He says, with long life, I will satisfy him and show him or her my salvation. He says he will not die but live to declare the works of God. He says none shall cast his young nor be barren in the land. Those are the terms of your covenant.
In 1 minute, as Pastor Yemi comes up, I need you to activate this covenant. In whichever area, in your marriage, say no to divorce. Say no to all this calamity. We curse it in the name of Jesus. Children are bringing the things that make children to go wayward. Say, no, no, no. My covenant says my children will be taught of the Lord and great will be my peace. Hallelujah. He says, I train my child in the way which he should go. When they grow up, they won't depart from it. So activate this covenant. Activate the covenant. Come on, activate the covenant. The covenant is voice activated. Pastor Yemi, it's been a privilege. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Keep declaring Numbers 14:28. As you say in his ears, angels are performing. Lift your voice and declare and declare. And make sure you are declaring it boldly. It has to be bold, bold declaration. By the persuasion of faith inside you, by the persuasion of scriptures, by the persuasion of the covenant. Make it bold, make it loud. What are you saying? What are you saying about your health, your legs, about your spouse? Hallelujah. Somebody's spouse is pregnant, about to deliver anytime from now. What are you saying about her? What are you saying about your finances? What are you saying about your nation? And if you are provoked by the Spirit, you can be, you know, praying the Holy Ghost with that. Mende kosa karaba kateka yada, mankara kateka sida, havavuzeza la brade kosa kaprakata kanaya. You're declaring and you're praying in the spirit. Better days ahead of me. Better is the end of a matter than the beginning there. Better is the end of 2023 than the beginning of 2023. My days are filled with laughter. My days are filled with new songs. My night is becoming as noonday. My night is becoming as bright sunshine at noon. I'm surrounded by his favor. I'm a blessing. I am a blessing because of the blessing of Abraham. I am a blessing to my generation. I am a soul winner. I am a blessing. The glory of the Lord is seen all over me. He said in his word, his glory shall be seen. His glory is seen in my career, in my business. His glory, oh, not just his glory, his greater glory. Are you declaring boldly, angry? Anger of faith, Hakorasa, break the barrier by the voice of faith. For every shame, I experience double honor. By the blood of the covenant, I experience double honor. Glory to God. Manda kasataya. Hallelujah. I hope you are doing that in the office, in any of our centers, all over Lekki, Surulere, everywhere you are. Resango, yeah. That's why you came to recharge. You are not here to play. You are here to fully recharge, fully ready. Kanda konta kata kanta kaya. My steps are ordered. My steps are ordered throughout the second half of this year. Every day before I arrive, angels had arrived. Every crooked part is made straight. Things are working for me. Hey, I have overflow. My cup runneth over. My cup runneth over. Joy runs over. Revelation runs over. Strength runs over. My cup runs over. Runs over. Oh, Yananda Satan.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.